Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jack Walesa. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McBride. Baker reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McBride, who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Baker scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Masterson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walesa for the out. Philly scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball four. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Pretty moves to third. Christman moves to second. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Masterson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Filley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walesa strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch McBride for the double play. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Masterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walesa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Walesa reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walesa scores. York moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Evans pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walesa. Yost reaches second base with a double. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walesa strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. McBride moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.